Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I know you are so precious because you are listening to Christian Radio, expressing your desire to walk more closely with God. And also you are listening to our unique program about sharing Jesus effectively with all people, especially Muslims, because they are some of the least evangelized people group in the world. They call them the largest unreached people group in the world. They never been reached by the gospel. Their questions hasn't been answered in a way they can understand. And it is important to share with our Muslim friends that based on many passages in the Quran, most Muslims misunderstand the Christian belief in the fatherhood of God and the sonship of Jesus. They incorrectly assume that God had to have a wife in order to have a son. One of the verses in the Quran, in Surah 6, how can God have a son without having a wife? So it is important for us to help our Muslim friends understand that the very title Son of God immediately suggests Jesus' relational function. Consider that an earthly father and his son share the same human nature. Yet, the son is subject to his father. Likewise, the expression Son of God indicates relationship between the first two persons of the triune God. God the Father and Jesus share the same divine nature. This is very clear throughout the Gospel, the New Testament. Yet Jesus subjected himself to the authority of God, our Heavenly Father. Therefore, we see that the expression Son of God indicates likeness or sameness of nature. The Son took human form more than 2,000 years ago and became the man Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth to do his Father's will and to glorify God, his Heavenly Father. My friend, I want you to consider that the title Son of God is the best language possible to express the close and unique relationship that Jesus Christ has with God the Father. The Bible reveals to us about Jesus, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. You can read that in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Jesus is the visible expression of the invisible God. And we rejoice. We are so happy that Jesus came to earth to reveal God to us. And that God did not remain entirely hidden in his glorious majesty far from his creation. Actually, we read a beautiful passage in the New Testament. You know, I use the Gospel and the New Testament interchangeably because the New Testament contains the good news about God's love and salvation. And let me read this passage to you. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. In a different translation of this passage of the gospel, the New King James, Jesus is described as the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. My friend, you need to pray so God will reveal Jesus to you and will help you to understand the character and the nature of Jesus Christ, and most importantly, why he came to earth. Because Jesus Christ's glory was veiled when he took an additional human nature, yes, and became incarnate. Yet, I want you to realize, he still possessed glorious attributes and character. And it shone forth in some degree on many occasions. I'll give you one of them in the gospel according to Jesus' close disciple Matthew, chapter 17. Once on the mountain, Jesus was transfigured before his disciples, Peter, James, and John. His face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as the light. Wow! No wonder in the gospel we read that Jesus is described as the radiance of God's glory, the brightness of God's glory. Jesus' glory also was manifested throughout his ministry and life. Just read the New Testament. Please, take the time to read the New Testament. There are not a whole lot to read. We read in the gospel that Jesus performed the greatest miracles. Interestingly, the Quran agrees. Jesus proved, my friend, that he possessed the almighty power of God. Jesus manifested God's passionate love in his actions and words and compassion and love toward the sinners, people that are far from God. Jesus' glory and divinity was manifested through his purity, sinless life. According to the Bible, we know clearly that Jesus lived without committing one single sin. Interestingly, the Quran agrees that Jesus never committed one single sin throughout his life on earth. All humans and all prophets fell short and sinned. Actually, many times, Jesus has the whole nature of God in him, my friend. This is a proven fact by so many evidence. If you really want to objectively examine and evaluate the evidence, if somebody wants to ignore the evidence, then that person is not interested really in pursuing the right relationship with God. My friend, when you understand the power, the wisdom, the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ, you will know who God is. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus. That's why, my friend, it is only through Jesus Christ that the true character and glory of God can be known. Actually, Jesus said very clearly in the gospel, according to his disciple Matthew, chapter 11, verse 27, a beautiful verse: "No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father, God the Father, except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Very important. Without Jesus' spirit and words, people are not able to understand the character of God and know the heart of God, which is full of love. However, you can know and see and experience the beauty and the goodness and the love of God through believing in Jesus Christ and receiving Him and following His teaching. My friend, it is a fact declared in the gospel that sin, our sins which we commit, separate us from God. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins through His death and resurrection and provided a way for you and me to be united to God. When you repent of your sins, I hope you will do that right now and believe in Jesus that He is your only Savior, you will be saved because Jesus satisfied the demands of God's divine justice. Right now, you can say, God, I repent of my sins. I put my faith in Jesus that He paid the penalty for my sins. I want to become your child. In Jesus' name, amen. Contact me if you prayed this prayer. Love to congratulate you. Rest of my audience, remember we are one team, one family. God brought us together to help so many people, multitudes, including many Muslims, enjoy God's love and salvation. If I can help you in any way, pray with you, don't hesitate to contact me. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Peace, salam. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.